Welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the podcast. Chapter 14, we continue where Eddie's story left off last time. Lily, are you ready to delve into the emotional roller coaster that awaits us?
Absolutely, Sophia. Eddie's journey has been nothing short of intense, and Chapter 14 promises to be even more emotionally charged. Let's unpack this.
The chapter opens with Eddie leaving Egypt feeling slightly lighter, yet still far from at peace. He acknowledges a strange sense of enrichment accompanying his departure. This isn't quite peace, but a step in the right direction, a counterbalance to his unhappiness. He thoughtfully observes that peace isn't always a destination, but a process, a journey. What are your thoughts on this, Lily? Does his perspective resonate with you?
It's a mature and insightful observation, Sophia. He's acknowledging the complexities of emotional healing. It's not linear, and there are moments of lightness and progress within the overall struggle. It's not a simple, happy ending, but a gradual journey toward a better place. This reflects the reality of human experience, where even amidst darkness, there are glimpses of light. His growth, or the outward success of his career, has only amplified his internal struggles, showing the disconnect between external achievements and internal peace. His career success serves as a reminder that even at the height of your career, your personal life can be in shambles. This idea is so relatable and human, Sophia, a point that I think many of our listeners will be able to connect with.
Exactly. He directly connects his professional success to increasing personal pressures and burdens. The success isn't isolating. It's intertwined with heightened expectations and responsibilities. He's not self-pitying, but he's also not ignoring the very real human element in his situation. He's choosing self-compassion instead of self-recrimination, demonstrating a healthy approach to self-reflection. What would you do in his situation, Lily? Would you prioritize work or personal well-being?
It's a difficult choice, Sophia, and one that doesn't always have a clear-cut answer. The balance between career and personal life is an ongoing struggle for many. Eddie's story is a powerful illustration of that struggle. In his position, I'd strive for a healthier balance, perhaps seeking professional help to manage the pressures.
Then the chapter takes a sharp, heartbreaking turn. Eddie lost his dog, Crappy, to cancer. He describes taking her to countless vets, enduring numerous tests and emergency room visits, only to receive the devastating diagnosis too late. He vividly recounts the moment he was told Crappy was dying, describing it as the most emotionally shattering experience of his life, causing a breakdown that revealed years of suppressed emotions and fears. He describes his reaction as a complete undoing. This challenges the earlier portrayal of him as resilient and strong. The intensity of his grief breaks through his usual coping mechanisms. He details his anger at the veterinarians for not diagnosing Crappy's illness sooner. Is this anger justified?
His anger, while understandable, is also a manifestation of his grief. It's a misplaced fury that seeks a target to channel the overwhelming pain. There is nothing wrong with directing it at someone you perceive to have let you down, but he needs to realize that the vets are not the perpetrators. He needs to allow himself to be sad, to mourn, and to process his grief without channeling it onto others. This is his human side, Sophia. He's a man of emotions. Yet it also highlights a valuable point, the importance of questioning authority and demanding accountability.
The chapter continues with Eddie admitting to going deeper into darkness, finding solace only in staying busy. He describes his work as a lifeline, a drug, a typical show day on tour. He describes his daily routine, from tech calls and sound checks to press conferences and meet and greets. The routine provides a much-needed structure to his world. The tour is described in painstaking detail. The sheer exhaustion and constant movement are very visible.
It is a way of escaping the painful realities of his marriage and his grief.
Eddie visits the Colony Theater in Miami, a place with significant memories tied to the beginning of his musical career. It's now a bittersweet experience. The place serves as both a symbol of his past happiness and the current pain of his personal life. What do you think the purpose of this trip is?
It's a pilgrimage, an attempt to reconnect with a happier past and to perhaps find some peace in revisiting that simpler time. Yet the visit reinforces the reality of his current emotional state. The memories are too real, too painful. The trip underscores the contrast between his then and his now.
He's back on the road, experiencing the familiar discomfort of traveling. He's miserable, feeling nothing is going to work out, and the negativity consumes him. This is a sad illustration of a rock star's life, a life filled with cynicism and frustration, not fame and fortune. He's lost in a cycle of finding fault and accentuating the negative. He reflects on his divorce, which was finalized, and acknowledges his own failings. His grief remains pervasive, and his unhappiness stems from a profound sense of failure.
He's facing the consequences of his actions and the weight of his unhappiness. He's not just wallowing in self-pity, but acknowledges his responsibility for his current state.
He admits to finding temporary solace in relationships with women in every city, which he sees as a way to fill a void and find companionship. This is an attempt to replace his lost connection, but it's a temporary fix that has the danger of spiraling out of control.
It's a desperate attempt to find a haven in a world that feels increasingly chaotic. It's a sign of the desire for something real, but only being able to find temporary fixes.
He describes the mundane aspects of these relationships, highlighting the everyday moments they share, which underscore his desire for a connection, even if temporary. The rented apartments become his temporary homes. They are temporary safe spaces, and he is participating in the normalcy of daily life, even if only for a short period. It's a bittersweet feeling of connection, even if it's not real.
He acknowledges the limitations of such relationships. The pursuit of fleeting moments of warmth underscores the deep-seated loneliness he is struggling with.
Will Eddie find lasting love and happiness? Will he find lasting peace and heal from his grief and losses? Will Eddie ever confront his true emotions? The questions go on and on.
Absolutely, Sophia. This chapter leaves us with so many questions about Eddie's future. The uncertainty of his emotional state is very palpable, and it's something we must unpack. His ongoing journey calls for our listeners' attention, and we encourage you to share, subscribe, and follow us for the next episode and the conclusion to Eddie's saga. This whole story is a powerful example of the need for balance in life. Be sure to watch the award-winning docuseries on Tubi, listen to the audiobook, and enjoy the soundtrack of the motion picture I'm Not Supposed to Be Here.
And visit imnotsupposedtobehere.com and tokedekeda.com. Join us next time to discover whether Eddie's dream will finally become a reality.